Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
This is week three, my friend.
It is, yes.
Yeah. And for week three, we're going to talk to Christopher Diaz.
Oh, great.
And he represented all of the playwrights.
All six of the playwrights.
He was all six of the playwrights of the Apprentice Company show, which was called Brink.
Cool. He played Hangman with us, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, when young David stumped us almost.
He came close.
With the Oxford Press.
And if David hadn't done the...
hands and
started
fingers,
putting, fingers
and
on the hangman guy, we'd have lost.
But we lost our handicap, though. I mean, he started us with a head already,
otherwise, we were schooling him on hangman. Now
We were.
But we're also going to talk to young David. We're going to find out a little bit about what he's been doing and what his plans are. And, you know, he's a playwright. I don't know if we talked about that at all.
I'd heard that he was an award-winning playwright, from what I understand.
Yeah. And a hell of a hangman player, you know?
Well, I mean, to be fair, he didn't actually play, per se.
He was like the MC, I guess. If it was a game show, he would have been the host.
Yeah.
So he's a hell of a hangman host. If I can go all alliterative on you.
Please do.
Okay.
That would be fine.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's who we're going to talk to.
Outstanding.
Christopher Diaz, David Bennett. Here we go. Carlin Effect, go.
Several months ago, a friend told me that when he was cleaning his garage, he threw his back out. I told him it was probably overenthusiasm. Sometimes when you're cleaning, you get carried away and throw out something you intended to keep. The next time I ran into him, he seemed to have learned his lesson. He had recently cleaned out his attic, but this time he didn't throw his back out. He gave it to Goodwill.
Thus saith George.
Thus ends his catechism.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
We have an intern with us this week, David Bennett.
Yeah.
Who is now going to turn the mic on.
I've got him. David?
Hello.
David's going to do our Carlin Effects for the next couple of weeks. So, David, tell us about yourself.
I'm a theater student at MTSU.
Okay, good. That's great.
Well, thank you very much. but to give David his due here, he won a short play competition.
Yeah, the Region 4 short play.
In the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. So he's
a playwright and...
He met on plays and playwrights and stuff.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, we get 2 and 2 and put... 4.5 and
something along those. Yeah, we did some numbers.
So we crunched numbers. Yeah, that was a great part in that interview.
Yeah.
How many years was that?
Oh, God. Math.
Do. Anyway, so David, tell us the name of your play.
It's called A Portrait of a Mother and Son.
And what is it now? Because you won this year's festival, what happens next?
At next year's festival, we get to put a production of it on. But we're doing it as a production for the school, and then we get to do it for the festival next year.
So you're going
to
get it produced twice, essentially.
Basically.
Right. Two different locations, same company, but I mean same company.
Same production.
Same production.
Performance.
Yeah. But two different venues.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Hope you enjoy all of Humana, and...
thanks for your hard work. Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
My name is Christopher Diaz, and I'm one of six playwrights who wrote Brink.
Well, now, okay, tell us about the process. How, when did they give you the prompt?
Which one specifically?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's it. First.
I wrote several. I wrote the book for the musical piece, which was called Grandpa's Cologne, which had some music and lyrics by Greg Kotis. And it's the sort of piece that bookends the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a piece called New Rights, which involves an assassin, a young girl on her 16th birthday, fighting off assassins to prove that she's a woman and ripping someone's heart out and eating it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice moment, by the way, in the evening. It was very nice.
Sometimes we try to touch people's hearts.
You literally. Did,
literally, yeah,
and eat them too.
Tug at the heartstrings.
Yeah, <Exactly. laughs> right. Well, since you're representing everybody, how was it work with everybody else?
It was pretty.
You can be honest.
More specifically,
it was
how
horrible.
Think,
they're bad people.
How does
evidence by them not being here? No, I think that they're all actually seeing the show that happened this morning, which is why they're coming a little bit later. It was amazing. It's six writers. It's Lydia Diamond, Deb Loffer, Deb Stein, Greg Kotis, and Peter Nachtrieb. We were all pulled together by Sean Daniels, who directed the show, and basically wanted to find a bunch of people who had worked with small, quote-unquote small theater, quote-unquote poor theater, and had written for young people before.
Mm.
So we wrote for the 22 actors in The Apprentice Company. We got to meet them. They showed us what they could do, and then we wrote specifically for them to try to give them some roles that showed off who they were and what they had in their bag of tricks.
Cool.
So what specifically is your background? What was your in for this process?
My back was two parts of that question. I guess my background is really in like hip hop theater.
Mm-hmm.
So like the guys from Universes, I've done some, I haven't worked with them, but I know them pretty well and travel in the same circles. But I wrote a play called The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, which is about professional wrestling. and as we say, professional wrestling and geopolitics, and submitted it to the festival, I think last year, and Sean picked it out and was really excited about it and really excited about wrestling. And we didn't get a chance to do it here at the festival, but he kept me in mind and called me up and said, "We're doing this really silly show. Can you come and be really silly?" And that's what we did.
Awesome. The prompt that you got, what exactly? I mean, I know the stuff that's in the script of, you know, life, love, marriage, all that stuff. What was the prompt like? I mean, did somebody sit down and say, "Let's talk about this here. Here's the theme." How was that presented to you?
Yeah, we got, as soon as we were brought on board, they told us that the theme was rites of passage.
Okay.
And so we knew that from the beginning. Julie Dubner, who's the dramaturg for the piece, then sent us a longer bit of information with sort of the classical definition of rites of passage, mm-hmm. and also the idea that there are the ones that we know, sort of bar mitzvahs and sweet 16s and weddings and those sorts of things, but then also encouraged us to keep in mind informal rites of passage and different things that moments in your life when you go from one stage of being to another. And so that was, we started with that, and then we came in and met the apprentices, and they, in addition to doing sort of the typical stuff you do when you meet an actor, where they did their monologues for us, they performed their special skills, which include juggling and balancing stuff on their chins and beatboxing, and then all of that we tried to get into the show. There's one guy who on his special skills had that he can eat fire. And we tried desperately to get him eating fire in the show, and we're not able to get permits.
Oh, man.
But,
bummer.
But the other thing that they did, which was really important, is that they all had to tell us a story of a rite of passage. And one of those stories of the rites of passage was Danny's story of being in fifth grade and falling in love with the girl in seventh grade and following her around and asking her out on a date. And then her saying yes, and he goes to pick her up, and she says, "Oh, I thought you were kidding."
Oh,
and that became Grandpa's Cologne, which was that piece that sort of wrapped through the whole
show. So that was a true story, though.
It was all true story. Everything that happened was, we shortened it and condensed it and tied it all together. But everything that happened, other than the singing, all happened in real life.
That's cool.
I really liked the moment where he went over to ask her out, and the first good, like, nonsensical stuff that had been.
Absolutely.
I could totally relate to that.
Yeah,
I thought that was very well.
Yeah, actually, that's how I still talk to my wife a lot of times.
Well, that's for a different reason.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, that's true.
When you know you're in trouble.
Right, yeah.
John's fault.
Okay, so that's a horrible question.
Do it. They love horrible questions.
Do you love it? Yeah. What's your shoe size? No, I'm just kidding. That was not it.
It's 10.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, now write that down.
Damon Sawyer.
We have no secrets here.
Yeah. What's your next project? What are you doing? What are you going on to after this?
Going on to a couple things. I am recently was named one of the Jerome Fellowships for 2000 Jerome Fellows for 2009-2010. So I get to go out to Minneapolis to the Playwright Center and spend a year actually just being a writer, which is a rare treat as a writer.
Yeah, right.
And I have a show, the Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, which the aforementioned professional wrestling and geopolitics play is opening in Victory Gardens in Chicago in September.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to be my first real full production world premiere. So I'm extremely excited. Yeah.
Well, you get one of our cards. You need to keep posted on how that
absolutely
goes. Call our voicemail or emails or something. Just let us know. Just an update.
For sure.
Definitely. Talk to us about how it went. Now, so where are you based in New York or where are you?
I'm currently based in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in Minneapolis for a bit and then do a lot of work in Chicago. So cool. Yeah, it's been awesome.
So so from the playwright's perspective, mm-hmm. when you're handed this entity of, hey, you've got to write several pieces for these group of people, mm-hmm. how did you address that challenge and how do you think you have grown through doing this process in your own craft?
That's great.
Good question.
Yeah, that's like a real question. I love it.
I know. Let's try to balance the stupid question right. that shoots with right. well, lull you into a false sense of security right. and then
zingers.
What they taught us in graduate school is when someone asks a question like that, you say, good question, and then you drink from the cup of water so you can actually figure out an answer. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. That's actually, you write that down too. That's good stuff.
It was great. The six of us happened to be really different writers and we all connected, I think, to different apprentices immediately and knew that there were things that we wanted to do. For example, these guys, one of the guys had listed beatboxing as something that he could do and he wasn't going to perform it for us. And my background in hip hop theater, I saw that and I said, I need you to do that. Get up there and try it out. He went up and it turns out that not only did he do it, there was a whole group of guys who did it on the side just as fun, and we made them get up and do it. And we knew from that moment, pretty much, I knew that what my job was going to be for the rest of the time. And I knew that I had these five guys to write for, and I was going to have them beatboxing and make them rap. None of them felt comfortable rapping. I made them, you know, knew we were going to do that. And from that moment, and it was just clear who was going to fall into place. And for most of it, we all attached ourselves to writers and then spent some time to getting to know them and figured out, you know, the best way to show them off. I mean, the other thing with the apprentices is that, or with the showcase, it's not a showcase, but it's part of the apprentice's big opportunity to get in front of casting people and directors and they're amazing people. So we wanted to really show them off. So that's sort of how the process was went. And in terms of learning from it, I think just that sense that even as a writer where you always have this sense that you're the center of the world and you create the world, but you really ultimately want to show off the people that you're working for and let them show the people who are acting for you and give them as many opportunities to shine and really impress people as they can. So I think just playing to the strengths of the actors is a huge lesson.
Did you guys have to fight over the actors?
Yeah, that's a what's a yeah.
We didn't fight over the actors. Amazingly, I would say there's one or two cases where we had written something with someone in mind and they couldn't do it for another reason, and we were given another actor who we were just as impressed with.
Cool.
They are a uniformly talented group and a uniformly sweet group and almost disgustingly so. they're amazing, amazing young people there's no way to lose with them.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, I don't know, he's gonna hate this.
Yeah, he's
gonna
continually do this. You've done this, but
this is our intern, Young David, as he's been termed.
His Oxford Press.
Yeah. So I'm gonna set you up, David. But you know, you might have to take what he says with a grain of salt because you did, you know, Oxford Press on Hangman.
Yeah.
but he won the Short Play Festival for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival Region 4. So it's going to be produced as a young playwright and as a playwright just starting out. What kind of a You know, I'm going to put you on the spot and say, what kind of advice or what kind of moral or lesson from your own life's history that you could be helpful for him as he starts out?
Well, young David, It's a.
We just got to get a T-shirt with our logo and young David. Not intern, not staff, just young David.
As you go on in life, I think that would be the first advice, if you can go by Young David throughout your career. I don't know. Get in front of people, come to things like this, meet people, schmooze. I mean, the sort of short answer, and this is maybe cynical to say, is that, you know, obviously it's important to get your work out there and do really good work and just be generating work all the time. But so much of this business, like so much of every business, is meeting people, getting to know them, getting something that they like in their hands, and then just continuing the relationship. That's how I got here, by getting a play in Sean's hands and then continuing that relationship. And it's, you know, like any other business, and maybe more in our business, the more that you get to know people and like people and make them like you, the better your chances are of working constantly.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, man. Thanks
my pleasure.
Thanks for representing an entire...
I know they're sorry that they can't be here, but it's more fun for me to get to talk for quite a while.
The spotlight, you know?
Absolutely.
So give us the dates again of the... Do you have the dates for your play in Chicago?
It will start September 25th and run through November 1st. That's at Victory Gardens Theater in Chicago.
Awesome. Cool. Best Keep of us luck. Posted on it.
All right, absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you our show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Thanks to Christopher Diaz.
Yeah, thanks for representing everybody. That was great.
Yeah, and it wasn't a whole lot of trash talking, really. I mean...
No.
He was pretty good.
You know? I mean, he could have taken it one step.
Could have. And actually...
Two steps further, but no, he handled it. He was very professional.
Well, remind me to tell you who we're going to talk about next week, because then we've got a little bit of trash talking coming up
right,
with that one.
Right, you know.
Just a little bit. You know, a little friendly... nudge in that direction. But we also have we also want to thank David Bennett, not just for the interview, but also for everything he did.
Yeah, he was a good good intern, a very successful intern there.
Yeah, definitely put the bar actually up.
Yeah, we didn't have one before, but
there was no bar,
but he definitely put a bar there now.
Right, there's a bar there, not too high.
No,
I mean, it's, you know, there's still a lot of room for improvement there, but David, man, what a job he did. It's a shame we had to have him sleep standing up.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. That was a bit... We'll maybe have that picture
The picture's on the...
How we had to get the bed in the room.
Yeah, because we had to strap him to the rollaway bed because there just wasn't room in the room.
To lay it flat, yeah.
So we had to strap him to the bed.
But he didn't complain all that much after the first night.
Well, he couldn't because we gagged him.
You know. Oh, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
You know.
And he's really good at getting coffee, too.
He is a hell of a coffee gopher. Really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a hell of a guy. But anyway, so thanks, David, for everything. And thanks again to Christopher Diaz. So let's talk about next week.
Okay.
Next week, we are going to talk to one cast member from the play Slasher, which was...
Oddly enough, that's all that only survived, really. It was the one. That's through the weekend.
Yeah, really. Really, in a way. Yeah, and I, to her credit, I'm not going to give a whole lot away here, but she was up until 5 o'clock in the morning and then was sitting with us in an interview at, like, what, 10, I think?
Yeah.
It was. So,
craving pastries of some sort.
So we'll talk more about that, and we're going to talk to Allison Moore, who is the playwright for Slasher as well.
Great.
That's what's coming up next week.
Outstanding.
Isn't that exciting? Doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.